here we are. Garrett Roach is now in the studio. And we are on the air. Garrett, are you there?
I most certainly am, for certain.
Certainly for certain. Welcome back to the show again, Garrett. Good to have you in here.
Thank you again for having me.
How goes it today?
It is absolutely unreal. Just trying to make contact with one of my international callers today. I have for us from Holland. First, I have an announcement to make and a few shout outs. I cannot believe WGXC is moving to a new location as of April 1st. The large stone Presbyterian church here on Warren Street in Hudson, because guess who else is moving the first week in April directly across the street from that church on Warren Street is Garrett Sean Roach right here. Cannot believe it. And I would like to say straight off the bat, the Positivity Group is taking off. We're making it big thus far already, moving things along. Kudos, hats off to immediately to my dear friend Severa Smith in Hagerstown, Maryland, for offering to and who is in the process of setting up a website to the Positivity Group. And also, if you wish to contact me in regards to the Positivity Group, it's Garrett Roach, P.O. Box 91, Hudson, New York, 12534, phone number 518-291-7460, email roche, M as in Mary, G as in George, at yahoo.com, roachmg at yahoo.com, and Skype is all lowercase, Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, underscore, R-O-C-H-E. And if you'd like to call in now and ask myself or Kieran or his assistants any queries, the phone number is area code 518-828-0290. And now I have some shout-outs for some near and dear to my heart. First, we have Shannon, who's a former coworker of mine here at Walgreens, also known as Mama Bear. Also, Linda and Vicky, who are loyal and dedicated customers and who I know are listening for a fact right now. I believe Shannon there is as well. As well as my fine friends here, David and Carrie on Warren Street. And Masahiro in Japan, who's been on a previous broadcast, as has David. And my new pen pal, who we've already hit it off with. Kind of like old friends in a way. Her name is Sunny. That is her name. Yes, Sunny from Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And believe me, she lives up to her name. The name Sunny accompanies her quite well. I would also like to mention, again, my actress friend Amy Walker out of Los Angeles. She's going to be mentioning my success story at Walgreens on one of her upcoming streams, which I am so touched and honored for. There are no words. Also, Kieran, you and I discussed it. It sounds like it may more than likely be possible. We'll be able to have WGXC broadcast on site from Walgreens here in Hudson to promote the annual Red Nose Day charity our store partakes in between the end of March and May.
We're going to look into that. We are definitely most certainly going to look into that. I have much to learn about the Red Nose Day?
Yes.
Want to know more about it.
Super.
What's going on?
I will send you web links for it. So if you choose to, you can perhaps print them off, or I could print them off for you, and you can have all the information in front of you.
Okay. By that time. Please do that. And yeah, for sure.
My pleasure, Kieran. Thank you. And I'd also like to mention, regarding the Positivity Group and the website my friend Severa in Hagerstown, Maryland, is setting up, first, please make pledges anytime you desire to WGXC. But as far as the Positivity Group goes, as I say, I use the word group as a figure of speech. We're not even a group or an organization. We're definitely not a business. And not a 501c3, not a not-for-profit. We do not accept donations. This is simply bringing people together as human beings. No particular reason, no particular holiday. Just as coming together every day, celebrating every day, which we need now more than ever. Because, as I say, time and money are not part of nature. They are an illusion devised by man's hysteria.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Garrett.
You are much more than welcome, sir. Now I have two international callers I'd like today to have to on today to join us if we have time.
All right. Well, let's see if you can get one on.
I was just attempting to right now.
Why don't you attempt, and I'm going to play a little Irish song for you.
Oh, fabulous.
How about that? You know Christy Moore?
Oh, I most certainly do. Thank you, Kieran.
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work.
Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work.
You know this one?
Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work.
Okay, folks, this is Christy Moore. Don't forget your shovel.
Or you'll end up where you
can't.
We're
going to get a hold of our international callers. We'll be right back with you. It's the Monday Afternoon Show.
And don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. No, don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Don't forget your shoes and socks and shirt and tie and all. Mr. Murphy's afraid you'd make a claim if you take a fall. What's it for? Not too bad. Oh, the deedle do. Oh, we want to go to heaven, but we're all sticking horns. Oh, we want to go to heaven, but we're all sticking horns. Yeah, we want to go to heaven, but we're all sticking horns. Well, there's one thing you can say. We know where we are going, no?
And just the start.
No, okay. How the deedle do. And if you want to do it, don't you do it again the wall. If you want to do it, don't you do it again the wall. Never seen a tile in the building side at all. There's a shed up in the corner where they won't see you at all.
Bring your sandwiches.
How the deedle do. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to on the skull. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to own a skull. Enoch Powell will give us a job digging away to own a skull. And when we're finished digging, then we close the hole and all. Now there's 6,559 paddies over there in London all trying to dig their way back down a skull, and very few of them boys is going to get back at all. I think that's terrible. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Oh, don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work. Or you'll end up where you came from like the rest of us. So, oh, digging, 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 down to the low.
That is Christy Moore. Right here on the Monday Afternoon Show. It is also the birthday of this dude, these dudes, Craig and Charlie Reed. Two bros born on the same day in 1962 from the Proclaimers. Who knows the Proclaimers? You know the song, 500 Miles. I'm sure you do. The man who walked 500 miles. Well, here's a cover that the Proclaimers do called King of the Road. Happy birthday, Craig and Charlie Reed. Hope it's a good one.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. All but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third box car, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. But not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of the names. Every man's out in every town, in every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailer for sale.
cigarettes all but 2 hours of pushing brew. Fives and eight, five, 12, four bedroom. Mama, man of means, by no means, king of the road. Trailer for sale or rent, got the rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pool. No pets. Cigarettes on, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8x12 bedroom. Mama, man of means, by no means can go. Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents.
The cross divine, the matron and the maid, they bowed before redemption's sign, and fervently they prayed. Could move to spare.
Yes, quite the lament there from the Grahan sisters right there, talking about the Wexford Massacre. That is the Wexford Massacre from the Grahan sisters that took place in 1798 in Ireland. And if you were listening to the lyrics, yes, it was Cromwell and the boys. Really not great. Guys, so in honor of Garrett Roach still being here in the studio, we're trying to get a hold of our dear friends across the old pond over in the Netherlands, and down the pond, Natalie may be waiting down in Brazil for us. So yes, we're gonna play another song here while we're on the Irish kick. This is Irish reggae. This is a cover song by Sinead O'Connor. So no Natalie and no... What's the Dutch girl's name? Say it again. Say it into the mic.
Carolian Niebling.
Okay, Carolian Niebling.
Yes, the story behind this is...
Hold on, we're just going to let this play and we'll go back to that.
Of good or evil. I was born long ago in 1894. I've seen many a panic, I will own. I've been hungry, I've been cold, and now I'm growing old. But the worst I've seen is 1931. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams,
in my dreams.
When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. Well, we congregate each morning at the county barn at dawning. Everyone is happy, so it seems. But when our day's work is done and we file in one by one and thank the Lord for one more mess of beans. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams, in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. We've hooverized on butter, and for milk we've only water, and I haven't seen a steak in many a day. As for pies, cakes, and jellies, we substitute sow bellies, for which we work the county road each day. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams,
in my dreams.
When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. If there ever comes a time when I have more than a dime, they will have to put me under lock and key. For they've had me broke so long, I can only sing this song of the workers and their misery. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them still I see them in my dreams, in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans.
There you go. That was Pete Seeger. Oh boy, and there goes Pete Seeger again. He doesn't want to stop. So we were trying to get Natalie from Brazil.
Yes, we have Natalie Vargas.
And
from
I think she's there. Can
the
you hear
state
us?
Of Sao Paulo, in the city of Sao Paulo, ready and raring to go.
Hey, my dear old friend Natalie from the state of Sao Paulo, but not the town.
And now she's in the city of Sao Paulo. Now she is.
Now she's in the city. So I can say she's calling from Sao Paulo, and for the first time in a long time, I'll actually be correct.
100%.
Natalie, how are you? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm super good, you know, like something very funny happened.
Where do you hear this?
Garrett had sent me a package from USA to my house.
Yep.
But I didn't got delivered yet. So I was like, I just got home and I saw some note that the package had arrived in the front desk of my building. And I was like going there and I took the package. When I got home, I was like, Garrett was like, we are on air. We are waiting for you. I was like, man, this is so shocked, you know. And yeah, I have the package now, you know. I didn't open yet, you know. It's like so surprising, everything, you know.
This is awesome.
And I cannot believe it, because the whole point of this is because the package, I posted it about 2.5 weeks ago. It took quite a while to get there. So that's the funny part about it. And I just texted Natalie to let her know we're on the air now. And at the same time, she was arriving home from work and from her classes there in Sao Paulo to find the package finally arrived. And she just told me about it now. And I'm through, over the moon about it.
Yeah, it was so cool.
This is really cool. But now the thing is, I'm dying to know what is in the package.
Yeah, let's open it.
Open the package from Garrett. Let's do this. Okay, here she goes.
Now, like in the air for the first time, okay? Let me see.
This
awesome.
Is so perfect.
Okay, there's a letter.
Okay.
But I'm not going to read the letter.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'm kidding. Okay. Let me see. It's like, oh, that's so sweet.
What is it?
It's Brazil nuts covered with chocolate.
So wait a minute, Garrett. You sent her Brazil nuts?
All the way from
the U.S. down to Brazil. This is just too good.
From Sydney's Best Candies, which I purchased at the Cascades. Oh. And kudos to my Cascadians, as I call them.
Yeah,
too.
The Cascades. Wow.
But you don't usually find the Brazil nuts chocolate covered. You find cashews, almonds, hazelnuts. Yep. But it's not the Brazil nuts. To find the Brazil nuts chocolate covered. They're dark chocolate covered.
That's just brilliant. Are you a chocolate fan, Natalie?
Not much.
Not too much, but how about... How about a nuts?
I wasn't aware of that. Apologies there, dear.
I like the nuts. I like the nuts, though. They are very expensive. I'm so glad that Garrett sent to me because I don't need to buy it. I'm just kidding.
There you go. Good stuff right there. Wow.
Oh,
that's so cool. That's so cool. So this is really great. So what else is happening in Brazil right now? What's going on in Sao Paulo? How are your classes? How's your life doing? Everything good?
I'm finishing my master's degree, so I don't have classes anymore. I'm just like writing my final work, you know, to handle. And so I'm just like working every day, you know, like, well, I work with artificial intelligence algorithms, machine learning, those stuff, you know, so... Yeah, but it's great, you know.
Do you ever worried that the AI, the artificial intelligence machines, that they're going to become smarter than us and then we're going to be in trouble?
Well, everybody asks that, you know, but like, now, no, like, that's the reason I have a job, you know, because we have to make them... take decisions for themselves, the algorithms, but for now I don't feel afraid.
Good.
So far, I'm just very relaxed.
Don't ever feel afraid, because no AI machine is ever going to send you chocolate covered Brazil nuts from Hudson, New York.
Like machines, they're not like humans.
They can't think of that. That's just too brilliant. Only Garrett would come up with that. Oh. No machine could ever replicate that decision-making process.
Now I have to come up with something to deliver to Garrett, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's all right, dear.
Awesome.
Not necessary, but just take your time on it. Thank you. Too thoughtful. The chocolate-covered Brazil nuts are not as sweet as you.
Wow. Wow, that's good. Damn, that is good, Garrett. I need to take some lessons from you, man. That's good.
Thank you, Karen.
Man, it's like
such an honor.
Teacher, a master, you know, like Garrett's like a master, you know.
He's like smooth like butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Smooth. Smooth as butter.
Natalie, you're gonna make me turn red as a lobster for the rest of the day.
He's already red. It's turning red. Oh boy. Things are heating up here in the studio.
Essence of the positivity group here.
Yeah, this is all about positivity. And you know what? I should tell you both that on March 20th is, I just found out today, so it's International Day of Happiness.
I've never heard of that.
Oh.
Neither have I. And you want to know the coolest thing about March 20th?
What?
Besides the fact that it's the International Day of Happiness, it's also my birthday.
You're joking, Karen. I never knew when your birthday
was. It's my birthday. First
happy
day of spring.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
There you go. So we're going to be really happy on March 20th. Oh, man.
Oh, you bet we are.
Party and food, drinking, party, you know.
It's going to be a big day, because it's 3 days after St. Patrick's Day, and sometimes St. Patrick's Day goes on for a few days. Natalie, tell me, positivity all day. How is it in Brazil? Are you able to keep positive in Brazil? Are people pretty positive down there, and you're able to share the love?
Yeah, like, we have, like, a lot of problems, you know, with politics and economy and education and those stuff, you know, but Brazilians in general, they always find a way to overcome everything. We have like a saying in Brazil that we have our little way to do things, you know, because we are always like finding a solution for everything, you know, like they say this in every country you go, we just like, oh, you're doing your way, you know, like we Brazilians, we always are fighting every time, you know, finding our way to be happy, to fight the problems every day, you know, like people are pretty happy here despite the problems, you know.
Oh man, I want to come visit.
Me too. It sounds like people stick together down there a little bit more than up here.
Come to Brazil.
Garrett, you want to take a field trip?
I'm ready, Aaron.
Let's take a field trip.
Let's all go. I mean, my dream too is to have all of my pen pals, all of the positivity group in one room or in one
Brazil.
Outdoor area in this at the same time, anywhere. If it's Brazil, grand.
There you go. You're a good man, Garrett.
At one given time, at one point. Thank you so much, Kieran. So are you.
Absolutely.
Buddy.
Natalie, did you just have carnival?
Carnival, but you can come to see carnival, don't worry.
But I mean, did you just have it? Did it just happen like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, like some two weeks ago, I'm not sure. Yeah, we had the carnival, you know, like 4 days, people party and stuff, holidays.
Yeah,
stuff
did you survive?
Yeah, I did. I always survive. I just like lock myself in the room and Don't worry.
Oh man, scantily clad people everywhere dancing and whatnot. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when are we going, Garrett? When do you want to book those tickets?
Whenever you're ready, Karen.
All right.
ASAP.
Okay. I got to work some overtime hours first, put some money away, and we're buying that ticket. Here we go.
That sounds a plan, you know. That's
awesome.
That's good.
So good. And are you coming to the United States ever?
Yes.
I have been to States. Yeah, it's unfortunately never. But I intend to, you know.
Good.
Just have to some money, you know.
Yep.
I just have been to Europe, but not in the United States yet. But I intend to, you know.
Well, you're always welcome.
That would be awesome.
In Hudson, New York, you definitely will be warmly welcomed here, of course.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. Well, anything else you want to share? Big shout out. You want to say hi to anybody, or you want to any other thing you want to share to any of our listeners, maybe eagerly listening to the radio?
I don't know. Like, I just feel like super, super glad to be here in the radio. I've never been to like I've never. Took part of a program show even in Brazil in the radio, like it's kind of so interesting, you know. I'm so glad to be here. Like I feel like a star now, like I'm just like a regular person in the show, you know. I just feel like awesome, you know.
Well, you are awesome and you are a star. Oh. And you're definitely becoming more and more famous as we speak.
This is your best time, Natalie.
I'm
each
sorry.
Time you're more and more of a natural each time you come on.
Yeah.
Sorry to
excuse
the call. Sorry.
You're all right, though.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Natalie. You're one of my best friends going, I swear.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome, dear.
All right, Natalie,
bye.
Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day, whatever's left of it down there.
Ciao.
Okay.
Ciao.
Ciao.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye for now. All right, Natalie calling.
That was beautiful.
Actually calling from Sao Paulo this time, right?
Yes. Because
not
she's...
from the little town where she's from, right?
No, because she's originally from the south of Brazil in... Rio Grande do Sul.
That's
which,
the one.
Yes. And then she had relocated to Sao Carlos, which is in the state of Sao Paulo. But now she's in the city of Sao Paulo, also in the state of Sao Paulo. I also have two apologies to make. One is I was going to have Francie Barrett today, gold medal Olympic boxer, and member of the Irish traveler community, but unfortunately, where he resides now, he's originally from County Galway, Ireland, but resides now in London, England, where they've been hit by more snow than is average for them, and he's had a couple of trucks breaking down on him, or also lorries, as they call them over there.
The lorries breaking down in Ireland.
Yes.
Just so happens.
And then I was going to have this lady I connected with recently via YouTube.
All right, we're
going
to get back
Holland,
to that in a second, Garrett, because we actually are late for our station identification and news at the top
it,
of the hour. So we'll be right back, and stay tuned.
Everybody.